B-Pod Studios.
Now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Today is Thursday.
Yo, DJ!
Are you ready?
I am ready!
Drop that beat!
Let's get this show started.
Slow down.
Yeah, hold your horses.
Too fast!
Too early. I'm not awake right now.
Do you know what time it is?
I haven't even worn a watch since, like, fourth grade.
Do you know what time it is?
No.
No, please, tell me.
It's showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning, it's 5:43. And a bit of a wintry mix this morning. How was your ride into work, LBF? You had a little bit of a late start here, huh?
Yeah, it
took
was horrible.
It was horrible.
I mean, yeah. It's really horrible. Like, yeah. It's a sheet of ice, and, you know, I made a kind of grave error when I took the back roads. And they're not.
Not treated yet.
Not treated.
It's
and
sleety and gross.
Coming to a stop sign, tap the brakes.
Okay.
Many, many times.
So you're getting some freezing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So yeah. My coming in from 93 North was more slushy, gross, greasy, but yeah.
No, it's really, bad.
Mm. So
and people aren't good because they tailgate you. Like
I
and
know.
Then I'm like, listen, I'm going to, you're going to crash into me.
Yeah, and I'm listening to Barry Manilow.
That's you, not me.
Yeah.
Because it calms me down.
It calms you down.
During treacherous drives to work.
See, you came in very calm this morning. Wintry mix, high 41. Tonight, down to 40. Tomorrow, rainy start, and then mostly cloudy, scattered showers. High 54 tomorrow. It's weird.
Wow. Okay?
So, Barry Manilow, speaking of Barry, you had a chance to interview him yesterday after the show.
Yes.
Wow.
I waited around until 12:15.
Well, do you mind if we play the interview?
In
its entirety?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how
you're going to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have time, right?
Okay.
This morning. So, here's the super excited LBF talking to fangirling out with Barry Manilow. It's the entire interview. Relax.
Yeah. Hey there, it's Barry.
Hey, Barry Manilow. Oh, my goodness. I'm fangirling out with LBF. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Donnie?
I'm great. I'm so happy to talk to you. So let's get to it. Let me just introduce you to our audience. We have, you need an introduction.
So
we have the Barry Manilow on the phone. He sold more than 85 million albums worldwide, racked up an astonishing 50 Billboard Top 40 singles, including 12 number one hits and 27 top 10 hits. Now you have Night Songs 2 out, which is a sequel to your Grammy-nominated 2014 release of the same name. It's available for pre-order now on your website. Ahead of the Valentine's Day release. I am so excited to talk to you. Welcome.
Thank you. And thank you for all of that promotion.
Right,
now we can just talk.
All right. Thanks, Barry Manilow.
Bye, honey. Bye-bye.
Wow, after that intro, you know. Wow, he's great.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, you didn't get in much, but, you know, you sold everything that needed to be said for Barry.
I really sound overly excited. If I had a tail, you'd hear it wagging.
Yeah,
like,
that was great. I don't know.
The full interview.
Oh, there's more?
There's more. Oh, okay. There's a lot more.
Did you tell him how you exercise to his music?
I did.
Yeah. Oh, my God,
I asked him,
did?
Like, hey, fun fact, I exercise to your music. Mm. I don't really like to get my heart beat up. Has anybody ever told you that? He's like, no.
Nope. He doesn't even exercise. So the whole interview will be up later, though, right?
We'll put it up at WROR.com. Sure. It's great. It's 10 minutes of
He's
wonderful.
He's a great guy, right? Good for you. How are we going to keep... Brian, how are we going to keep LBF back on the farm now that she's talked to Barry Manilow?
I know.
All right. Yeah.
I got to go to Vegas
because
he's got a residency there now.
No. Okay.
I have to go.
You got to go.
I'm sorry, but I'm a super fan of Low, and it was like a super dream come true yesterday speak to him.
That was the longest, nicest start to an interview I've ever heard.
I got everything out of the way.
You did.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, just so you know, today, this will all transition to rain by the afternoon, a high of 41 today. Tonight, only 40 for the low. And tomorrow, get this, guys, 54 degrees. Not bad.
It's weird.
It's good. Not bad. February 8th. All right, what do you have? What's cool?
33% of people have called in sick for this, and it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of.
Really?
Yes.
All right, we'll find out about that. Brian?
All right, I've got a couple of things that are turning 35 this year that I was surprised at some of these. I'm like, oh, my God.
Things that are 35
things
might
that are 35.
Surprise you.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Whoa.
Yes. And Valentine's Day, I'm telling you, it might be one of those days that could eventually come to an end. I think people are starting to get over it. I'll tell you why coming up next. How you can just slide out so easy now, guys.
No.
Yes. All right. This cool thing is brought to you by Riviera University Online. Earn a flexible, affordable online degree from Riviera University. Choose from career-focused programs in business, nursing, psychology, public health, and more. Degrees feature expert faculty, generous transfer credit options, and academic excellence. Get started at RivieraRadio.com, LBF.
All right, 33% of people have called in sick for this.
Okay.
Any guesses?
Well, you say you don't like it, so it's got to be something.
I just think it's
illegit, something
lazy.
Lazy. What? I don't know.
Bad hair day.
Oh,
come on.
God.
Right?
Oh,
33% of people have actually called in sick because of their bad hair.
When you say people, you mean women, right?
No, I don't
know. Guys calling for bad hair day?
Yeah.
Can you just wear a hat?
Americans suffer 96 bad hair days a year.
Yeah.
So
96.
And you're calling
95.
Don't you? Don't you? Slap it in reverse. Okay. Back. I know it's slippery.
You're very sensitive about your hair. It's nice hair.
Well, I'm keeping what's left of it.
Right. It's good hair.
I'm waiting for a distraction.
Where do you keep it?
You know, now that's funny.
You know what's funny? If I was Jewish, you wouldn't be saying that.
Okay.
If I had a yarmulke, you wouldn't be saying anything.
I wouldn't even know.
Maybe I'll have to convert.
Yeah. Half of the people surveyed say a good hair day puts them in a better mood than having sex or a great massage. You know, I got to tell you, having a good hair day is awesome.
Is it that awesome?
It's when it's on point. It's like
again,
you
yeah.
just have
this was
a
women
in
talking
your
hair. Because yeah.
What about you, Brian Bell? With all the
has
hair,
the same hair.
When do I have a bad hair day?
He doesn't have a bad hair day.
That's true. Okay.
Although today's a bad hair day, no one's going to have a good hair day today.
No, not
wear
today.
A hat.
Yeah,
yep.
Wear a hat.
Wear a hat and go to work. All right, Brian Bell.
All right, so I just ran across this and I couldn't believe it. Things that are turning 35 this year, you know, 1985. The very first .com domain was registered in 1985.
That's crazy.
It was Symbolics.com. Nobody knows what it is. The Golden Girls, 1985.
Really?
Can I ask you a side note?
Yeah.
Was Rue McClanahan only 50 when she, because I saw that, you
that
see
was
that
going
meme?
Around with J-Lo.
Beyonce,
and,
or Jan's, yep. J-Lo 50?
Yeah.
What? Rue was...
Well, she was born in 34.
So she would have been 50.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I did count.
Oh, my God. I thought she was so much older.
No. Nope.
Yeah. Rue.
I know. That's one of the best memes to come out of the Super Bowl. WrestleMania 1, and then a couple of the movies, Back to the Future, Breakfast Club, St. Elmo's Fire, Goonies, and one of my favorites, Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Wow.
Wow. 35.
Yeah.
You didn't mention GNR. 35.
Yep, Guns N' Roses, I know.
Yep.
They're coming around again.
Axl's 58 today.
And Pee-wee Herman is actually coming around in March. He'll be at the Orpheum for a special 35th anniversary of Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
So Pee-wee it's in be a Pee-wee? Theater?
Yep.
Oh,
that's right.
Show me a Coke.
That's right.
Okay.
What's wrong with you,
Pee-wee? All right, here we go. Moving on. Valentine's Day is next Friday. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Nope, you're right.
Good. 51% of people would rather go out for Valentine's Day, but 49% would rather stay home. That's getting pretty evened
That's
off.
That's half and half in my book.
I like where this is going. We're going to be staying. Wife's call, so I like that. 41% of people consider pizza the most underrated Valentine's food.
Really?
This is a great thing.
Pizza at home.
That's it. Other favorite meals include all dessert meal. I'm thinking strawberries, chocolate covered.
Ew, I don't know why you're saying that makes me
maybe
feel funny.
Some, Hershey whipped cream.
Okay. Oh, boy. Yeah. All right.
What?
You're painting a picture nobody wants to see.
Yeah, gotcha. Gotcha.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, 628. Can I, permission to make a Bob observation?
Sure.
Thank you. Well, in the Navy, it'd be permission granted.
Oh, permission granted.
Thank
okay,
you.
Let me put on my hat.
There you go. Put on your hat. And by the way, she does have a Bravo captain's hat.
Yes, cool.
Okay, so yesterday, I had the day with nothing to do. One of those rare afternoons. It's whatever you want to do, you can do it. So I've been dying to see the movie 1917,
yep.
Right? About World War I, getting all these awards. Epic. So super excited. I get to the theater in Woburn, Showcase Cinemas. Beautiful, by the way.
Yeah,
wow.
Nice.
Very nice. Leather, plush, chairs, recline. So I get there. There's hardly anybody there. I pick my seat, H8. Now, H8 is back middle. Yep.
Perfect.
Perfect. I'm like, this is my day. Sitting there, recline, watching a couple of previews. The movie's about to start, and wouldn't you know it, I see somebody coming down, a guy, young guy, probably in his late 20s, comes down, and he's walking towards me. I'm thinking, well, he's going to stop. I mean, it's empty.
Yes, yeah, like
literally,
just you.
The whole row was empty. Guess where he sat?
Did he sit next to you?
H7.
No.
I'm not kidding you. H7.
So that's,
and I looked at him.
So there's just no, like the theater's empty. It's you. And that, and you
there couldn't
pick
be 10
seat.
People. You pick your seat when you get there.
When you get there. So you know, oh, that's somebody sitting
it
there.
Was, gonna, the whole row was empty. I go,
oh,
H8, right? Boom, middle.
God.
The guy sat right down next to me. So I'm going to ask you, LBF, what would you have done, if anything?
Well, I would have texted my friend and said, you won't believe what just happened. and then I would have gotten up.
Okay.
I would have been I wouldn't have said anything. I may have waited until, because I'm weird like that. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but I also think you're weird. So I would probably wait till the movie started, and then I would feign some sort of like I'm going to get something and then just move.
Then just move.
Yeah.
Right? Brian? Brian, what'd you do?
I would have moved immediately.
Yeah.
I'd be I almost would have been like, really?
Yeah.
Did you say anything to him, Bob?
I did.
You did?
I did.
What'd you say?
I go, you kidding me? Really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And he's like, all he said was, yeah, right? I'm like, no, this is weird. So I just got up and moved to H6.
Oh, so you had like one seat between
you. Yeah, I had at least one. I still want my middle. I'm not going to give up the middle.
Yeah.
And
so
you
it's
like
not
that
just
row,
me.
Yeah.
Not just me?
No, I don't think it's...
All
I
right,
mean,
good. That's so weird, isn't it? Because he had to pick H7.
Yeah, and you can see on the screen, like, oh, that seat's taken. I'll just go right next to it. Maybe this is the time it'll be a supermodel.
Yeah,
that's what I think. Like, he's like, maybe he was going to meet somebody.
I couldn't figure it out. But, okay,
that's
so
really
I feel
weird.
Better that it wasn't just me. I don't have this, you know, problem where I don't want to be near people. It's not
that.
I have
that problem.
Okay, good.
No, if it's wide open, it's like...
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong at 888-410-1057, but wouldn't you do the same? All right, coming up, LBF, what do you got? Dirty laundry.
Someone is getting married on Valentine's Day. Someone famous.
Okay.
Who writes about love and sings about it, too.
Everyone's going to hate them, but that's fine.
Right, but it's a Friday night.
Well, then you have a cheap date.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, maybe you're right.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I am.
Good idea. They'll never forget their anniversary. Yeah, they do. It's 6:46 and Dirty Laundry brought to you by Brigham Health, LBF.
Your favorite pop star might be getting married on Valentine's Day. But first, some sad news.
Hmm.
Victoria P. was sent home last night.
Oh, which God. One? Wait a minute. Which one? Oh, no. Spoiler alert. Which Jeez. Victoria is Victoria P?
Victoria P. Yeah. Actually, really sad news. Well, not. Kirk Douglas died.
Yeah, but
yeah,
103?
He was 103.
I'll take that bargain.
And he was married to the same woman since 1954.
Oh,
and,
my God.
Right?
How old is she?
She's probably old. I didn't look, but she's old.
Do
she's
we like, know, is she still alive?
Yeah, she's alive.
Wow. What are they having for breakfast? Well, not today, I mean, yeah.
Actually, nothing, Bob.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm coming down for breakfast.
He's typical not coming down.
Typical morning.
I don't know. I have no idea. So, an insure. That's
I'll,
my
I'll
guess
have
is
what
insure.
He's having.
All
yes.
Right. Yeah, Michael Great. Douglas announced his father's passing on his Instagram. And so he was obviously known, Kirk Douglas, for Spartacus. But he was also the author of 11 books.
Really?
Yeah, The Ragman's Son. I remember my mom
I remember
reading that
book,
in the
80s. Yeah. Well, that's what he was,
yes.
Right? The Ragman. He was a poor kid.
Poor kid.
Yeah.
Handsome. Saw a picture of him when he was young.
Great
his
channel.
Wife is 100.
She's 100?
Wow.
And, yes.
That's amazing.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a great run.
Dang.
I want to know what they have for breakfast.
That's what I'm saying, LBF.
That's actually a good question.
What are you having for breakfast?
Wow.
And? Wow.
I hope, I don't hope she doesn't die soon because, that happens.
Keep an eye on 100.
Keep an eye on
it. Well, I assume.
All right.
Yeah.
The odds are not in her favor.
Brian.
Just saying.
We're in mourning.
Hey, Larry King, I just found this very interesting.
Yeah.
He's getting a divorce from his wife, and he said
again.
He at the end of the day, he doesn't feel like he's a marrying guy. FYI, he's been married 8 times. And he's just figuring this out.
I don't want what he's having for breakfast because it's not working.
It's garlic.
Right? Doesn't he sell that stuff?
Hey, Carla.
Hey, this is interesting. Remember how
yes.
I talked about Shannon Doherty yesterday?
Yeah.
I'm from Beverly Hills 90210. Her cancer is stage 4. Mm. She's suing State Farm because they're not paying her for her house was destroyed in the Woosley fire.
Oh.
And State Farm says they've paid enough. And she's like, no, you haven't. And State Farm doubled down and said that she's improperly claiming she's entitled to a total nearly $3 million remodel because of her condition. The company's boiled her suit down to Doherty trying to, quote, garner sympathy just to get State Farm to rebuild her entire house. That's not a good look, State
Whoa.
Farm. Wow. I mean, you can think it, but they came out with a statement.
Well, but they got to protect their business because if everybody was going to do the same, they're in trouble because if they do it for her... Right?
I guess, but insurance companies don't seem to be lacking in funds.
No, I know, but I mean, you can understand their point of view.
I get it. Big business.
Yeah, but it's big business because everybody else
would
be like, hey!
PR-wise, I would word it a very different way.
Yeah.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm.
Yeah, not really. No, okay. And
you know
finally.
Who wrote that?
Who wrote that?
Barry Manilow.
Oh, my God.
Yes, we talk about that, actually, in my interview, which you can find on WROR.com later
on
this afternoon.
Is it up
now? Yeah, it'll be
up pretty soon.
How about that? LBF, how are we going to keep her on the farm now that she's talked to Barry Manilow?
It was the best day of my life yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. I was smiling ear to ear.
You were all
day. I was on cloud Barry Manilow. And finally, speaking of singers, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom are going to tie the knot. Actually, not on Valentine's Day. I guess in April. They have just celebrated a year anniversary of their engagement. Are you excited about that?
I like Katie. She's a sweetheart. She's one of those celebrities that you meet that was actually nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What's up? What do you got, Brian?
Oh, boy.
No, she was nice.
Katie was nice. All right,
she was nice to my kids. That's all I cared about. Yeah.
She's adorable.
Oh, very. Okay, wasn't it?
All right, thanks, Barry Manilow.
Bye, honey. Bye-bye.
No, bye-bye.
Bye, honey. He called me honey.
He did.
All right, thanks, Barry Manilow. I was
like,
Barry
Manilow.
Oh, bye, honey. Bye-bye.
I know.
You guys are pals now.
Very excited. I actually gasped. All right, thanks, Barry Manilow.
Bye, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye, honey. Bye-bye.
Hey, we're like pals. We should be married.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Game is blackjack, gentlemen. King for you, sir. And a 3 for you.
Hit me. I like to live dangerously.
21. 5.
I'll stay.
I also like to live dangerously.
20 beats your 5.
Well, I won't lie to you. Cards are not my bag, baby.
Yeah, baby. Love it. All right. So we have a new segment on the show. We call Ask Me Anything. So what we're attempting to do with this segment is find interesting people with interesting lives or maybe something they've experienced that most of us haven't, okay?
Right.
It could be anything. So last week we talked to a Reiki expert.
Kim.
Who, by the way, fixed my shoulders.
Yes,
thank you very
exactly.
much. Today we have Steve Daw in. Steve is a recently retired blackjack dealer at Encore Boston. Morning, Steve.
Good morning. How
Thanks
are you?
For coming in. Now, Steve, yesterday, we just happened upon Steve. He played Super Smart in 60 Seconds yesterday. Did quite well.
Yes.
Not as good as his wife, Carla,
I know.
Who won $1,000.
Right.
Last year.
Thanks, guys.
So, I'm sorry.
I'm sure she hasn't mentioned it at all, Steve.
No. Not this hour.
But so we found out that Steve's he's a retired blackjack dealer.
Yeah.
We think that's fascinating.
I know.
Love to talk to a blackjack dealer. So how long did you, Steve, good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
How long did you work there at Encore?
7 months. 7 months.
So you probably, your training lasted longer than your tenure. You
Just
said
I didn't
right?
give it a good shot.
You said you trained for, it. How long does it take?
They put you through school for blackjack was about 3-4 months and mm-hmm. novelty games another couple of months, so 5-6 months.
That seems like a lot.
It is. Well, you're learning a lot of things. How to work with chips, how to work with people, how to...
I work with chips every day.
Focus on any dipping at all.
She doubles down.
You can't be making mistakes.
Yeah, no, you can't.
You have to be 100% right.
Right.
All of the time.
Now, so you went on your own to this school.
I did.
Okay.
I did.
So that was going to be your retirement job.
I retired. I spent 2 years redoing this bathroom, redoing that bathroom, painting this room, mowing that lawn.
Yeah.
And my lovely wife said, geez, you need to get out there and be with people. So...
You're good with people because you're a retired manager for the Steinway store in Boston.
That's correct, right there on Boylston Street.
So who's the most famous person you sold a piano to?
Well, probably Giselle.
The Giselle.
There's a picture right here of Giselle. Steve and Giselle are like...
Wow.
Yeah.
That is her hand on my shoulder.
Yep.
Okay.
She does. She looks very good.
Is she in real life?
So, you know.
Your wife's here, Carla, but at the risk of that, how did Giselle look in person?
She looked wonderful, even without makeup.
Yeah, she had has no makeup on.
Pleasant looking, would you say?
Very pleasant.
Very pleasant. Very nice. All right.
Nice, Bob.
Yeah, isn't that good? all right, so we're going to ask you anything about blackjack, okay? Because we're all amateurs here, right, guys?
Yeah.
Okay. My first question.
Okay.
They say you should hold on 15, but take a hit on 14. Is there any truth to that on blackjack?
It's a non-applicable question. It depends on what the dealer has.
Uh-huh.
If the dealer has showing a 4, 5, or 6, you're thinking that the dealer is not going to make it, is going to bust.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes a big difference.
What do I want? What's the minimum card we want to see from the dealer for me to take a hit on, let's say, 15?
On 15.
14.
If I have a 10 showing, you assume I have 20.
Yep.
You have 15, it's not going to win. So it's not going to be pleasant, but take a hit. Take a card, you know.
Just to give yourself a chance.
Exactly.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Exactly. All right.
But you'll win most of your hands because the dealer busts, not because you beat his hand.
It's because he busts out because he has to take a hit.
That's right. He has rules. They have to take a card until they reach generally 17. There are some soft 17, hard 17 rules, but 17 is the key.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
Has anybody burst into tears right next to you when you were like, because they lost so much money? Or is just so you saw somebody just go completely broke?
Never tears. Sometimes some words that don't go well on morning radio.
No, yeah, I imagine.
Sometimes they question whether my parents were ever actually married.
Okay. Son of
gotcha.
Never tears.
Never tears.
Never tears.
Have you ever seen somebody just lose everything?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Were you sad?
How
was
much?
I sad?
Yeah.
I was, actually. I had a little bit of the empathy problem. I didn't want people emptying out their inheritance and somebody else's inheritance.
Right.
What was the most you saw someone lose?
$8,000-$10,000.
Oh, in one sitting.
Wow.
I'm sweating.
How'd they take that?
Well, actually, they took it just fine. There are a lot of people with a lot of money out there.
You must think that.
What's the most you've seen on, like, for you on a night, somebody walk away with?
Winning.
$60,000.
At your table?
Yes.
What'd they come in with?
That I'm not sure of, because sometimes you pick up on a table that somebody else started on.
Mm-hmm. Do you get in trouble?
Do I get it?
Me? Yeah. From that 60,000, did anybody say?
Oh God, no.
No.
No. No. No.
Really?
This is not a mercenary endeavor. They're there to have people have fun. The numbers are what they are.
Mm-hmm.
The people come. Enough people come. The house is going to win.
All right, I'm just curious because, you know, you see it in the movies, right?
Yeah, I want to.
And, like, if somebody, this guy's on a hot streak and they'll swap out the dealer or something, does that happen for reals?
Absolutely not.
Really?
Okay. Absolutely not.
They'll just let you play on and.
That's right. It's all a matter of numbers. It's almost like actuarial tables. The numbers are what the numbers are.
Okay. Can you tell if somebody's counting cards, like in The Hangover?
I could.
You could?
Because about 3 years ago, I taught myself to count.
You did?
Wow.
But this was
me too, but in a different way. I still do it with my fingers.
All right.
But really?
This was 40 years ago when they were still using one deck.
Yeah.
You could still go to Las Vegas and they had one deck. Counting meant something. With eight decks.
All right, we're going to take some calls. Stick around for a while.
Sure.
Okay. If anybody has any questions for Steve about blackjack, about, you know, gambling, Encore, whatever, fascinating guy. 888-410-1057. It's Ask Me Anything. Yeah, he's a very honest guy. And you might learn something as well, okay? Phone lines are open, 888-410-1057-WROR. 80s and more, 726. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. All right, we have Steve Daw, a recently retired blackjack dealer at Encore. So he's coming in, and he says we can ask him anything about blackjack. Okay, right?
Right.
Okay, so we have a few phone calls up here. So we'll go to you first. ROR, good morning, Chris. You have a question for Steve.
Yes, I do. Hi, Steve.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Hi, good. I'm an avid player of poker mostly, but when I play blackjack, I know when I go to Encore, they just lowered it from 50 and maybe lower now. But if I'm betting $50 and I get a 10, I'm ready to double that stack up. And when I see that deal, I get a 3, 4, 5, or 6. I get another 10 or even an ace. I really want to maximize my bet. And I got a lot of people around me that are saying, what are you, not splitting 10s? So what's your opinion now that you retired, too, and you no longer have to, you know, see it? But, I mean, do I try to get as many hands as I can against that 3, 4, 5, and 6?
All right, Steve,
go ahead.
Your friends are correct. You never split 10s.
Really?
You have 20.
Yeah.
How much better is it going to get?
Ah.
That's $50. Yeah, but it's going to get $800 better if I get four hands. I mean, whatever, right?
Well, I think we call that greed.
and that's
okay. I've seen it done, and you get some strange looks from other people at the table because don't forget, you're taking cards that they would be getting, and that's one of the things that happens. Hey, what the heck are you doing?
Pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered.
All right, Chris,
that's
his advice. All right, so let's say hi to Michelle. What's your question for Steve?
Hi, good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
What is the biggest tip you ever received at your table?
I would say it was about $600.
Nice.
Wow.
Is there a protocol for tips?
There is no protocol for tips. You hope that people know that tips are how dealers
appreciated
make their living.
Yeah, Michelle, did you play Michelle?
I do play a little bit, but I'm also a bartender, so I always, always want to know.
Well, what was your biggest tip?
What's the right tip?
What was your biggest?
$250.
Not bad.
On a $200 cap.
Nice.
I guess Ernie Bach Jr. hasn't been to your place.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Michelle. All right, Jeff, you got a question for Steve. Ask me.
Yes, Manny. Steve, how you doing?
Good, Jeff.
Good. I got a quick question for you. Have you ever seen or been aware of any aggressive techniques by Encore's staff or whatever towards people that owe them money?
That owe them
muscle,
money?
You know, muscle. Oh. Yeah.
Knee breakers?
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm unfamiliar with the concept of people owing Encore money. That it's a cash business.
Oh, yeah, right.
Right.
It's all cash at Encore.
Say again? Yeah.
It's all cash at Encore, no credit.
That's right.
No, yeah. There's credit. Oh. Credit is...
gets you cash.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
And why would they be aggressive anyway? This is... they set it up such that it'll never get to that circumstance.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, this isn't Casino.
That's yeah. Right.
The movie.
Right.
Don Rickles.
All right, that's good. Yeah, you can hang out a little bit more?
Certainly.
If you have a question for Steve, ask anything. We'll have him stick around for a little bit. 888-410-1057. And also, I just love that you were a retired Steinway piano general manager, and he taught himself how to play piano.
He just showed me a picture of Steve and Sam Smith.
I'm not seeing any of these pictures. Can you dial back Giselle and hand your phone over to her? All right. If you have any blackjack questions, 888-410-1057. LBF, what's going on with Dirty Laundry?
Oh, you won't believe who is going to be walking in the New York City, New York Fashion Week. It's kind of controversial. I mean, it's super controversial.
Wow.
I don't like it.
You don't like it? Well, oh, okay.
And I'm a pretty free open person.
Any guesses, Steve, who she's talking about?
I do not.
Mm. You're going to be shocked.
Oh, you're going to be shocked.
I almost feel uncomfortable.
All right. Okay. It is 7:45. Dirty Laundry brought to you by Brigham Health, LBF.
Okay, I don't know what they're thinking in New York Fashion Week, but I'm a little bit horrified, and I'm going to get to that in 1 second. Mm. But first, let's discuss. Kirk Douglas died. He was 103. He leaves his wife, Anne, who's been married to her since 1954. She's 100.
Amazing.
Obviously, his son, Michael Douglas, and then who's married to Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And that was he's best known for
Him in Hot.
Spartacus.
Yes.
I have never seen that movie.
I've only seen it in a Pepsi commercial.
No,
but he played the mean guy, didn't he? Or did he play a good guy?
Wasn't he Spartacus?
No. Was he Spartacus?
Yeah.
I thought Tony Curtis was Spartacus.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. But anyway, we remember him. I'm sorry about that. But that's a good run.
Now we need to know. All right,
I'll Google it in a minute.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, let me just get to this because I'm just fascinated by New York Fashion Week. Have you ever been? By the way, you worked in New York for a little bit.
I would avoid that like the plague.
It's basically just a bunch of beautiful people
snobs.
At a convention.
Yeah.
It's an industry convention
beautiful
thing.
Beautiful snobs.
Yes.
That's all.
Well, famous people sometimes walk the runway, seen like Real Housewives of New York, sometimes supermodels, sometimes, obviously all the time supermodels. Mm. But this time they are going
Giselle,
to have. Yes.
Aforementioned.
Pornhub stars.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
I
finally got Brian Bell's attention. Pornhub stars to walk in New York Fashion Week. Congratulations are in order for Asa Akira. I hope you don't recognize any of these names. Marisa Hayes and Jade Kush. Interesting.
Not real Jade Kush.
Probably not what's on their birth certificate.
Jade Kush.
Okay. They're going to show off the Herotica line this Sunday for designers Nan Lee and Amelia Pohl.
Yeah. Well, good for them.
They say it's a feminist statement, but I really don't think it is.
For Jade Kush.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like whatever. Speaking of naked, by the way,
mm-hmm.
PETA has stopped its Go Naked Rather Than Wear Fur campaign.
Yeah.
Remember they do that I'd Rather Go Naked Than Wear Fur?
Yeah.
And they had a bunch of like Pam Anderson, Christy Turlington.
Jade Kush did that too, I think.
Yeah, I bet so. There's a downward spiral of the fur trade. They've done their job.
Yeah.
They said that, not nearly every top designer has shed fur. California's banned it. Queen Elizabeth has renounced it. Macy's is closing its fur salons. And now the largest fur auction house in North America has filed for bankruptcy. So the job is done.
They did it. Yep.
Yeah, just those, the hoods from those really expensive coats.
Oh, those are coyote fur.
I think that's pretty much the last one left, right?
That's coyote fur?
Yeah. It's a Canadian goose. Is that what it is?
Canada goose.
Oh. Those are expensive, by the way. $1,000. People steal them at colleges, so don't send your kid off to college.
And just real quick, Kirk Douglas was Spartacus.
That's what I thought.
I'm Spartacus.
I'm Spartacus. That's right.
Oh, and finally, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom may get married in April, so I hope I'm invited.
You will be.
How long do you think it'll last? How long do you think it'll last?
Oh, that's built to last. Oh,
you think so?
Longer than Pam Anderson's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
last marriage.
No, those two are built to last.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Right,
I give it 3 years. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
That's a good run in Hollywood.
Like 50 in Hollywood.
Yeah. That's like, you got a platinum ring for that.
'80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
It is, and joining us this morning is Henry Stakowitz. And Henry, I hope I said it right. You're from North Attleboro, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Good. Glad to hear that. We were talking before. Fascinating job. He is a retired cement truck driver.
Cool.
That's a cool job. That's a big boy job there, right?
It was great.
Yeah.
I got to be a child for a long time.
Yeah.
Like playing target trucks.
In the mud every day.
In the mud. You keep that truck spinning.
In the mud.
Keep it spinning, right, Henry? If not, if it dries, what do you got to do?
drop the barrel in the yard and blow it up.
There you see. You didn't know that.
That sounds fun.
Did you ever make anybody cement shoes?
Nah, I'm not Italian.
Yeah, all right, Henry. Stakowitz, really? Stakowitz isn't Italian. All right, Henry.
Wow.
I love it. All right, Henry, ready for a shot at $1,000? Ready to play?
I'm ready.
Okay, you know how it works. LBF's going to ask you 10 questions. You get them all correct. We'll give you $1,000 if you're not sure, say pass, okay? And we'll come back to it.
Sounds good. Thank
all right.
you.
Super smart. Brought to you by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's buy two, get two free sale. WindowNation.com. Here we go.
In which state do the Red Sox have spring training?
Florida.
In which city is the setting for Grey's Anatomy?
Chicago.
Glenn Frey and Don Henley were members of which band?
The Eagles.
Who played Spartacus?
Kirk Douglas.
What color jacket do you get if you win the Masters?
Green.
What newspaper has been well known for its gossip column called Page Six?
The Herald.
What food of the three bears did Goldilocks eat?
Porridge.
In which continent would you find Morocco?
Middle East.
What weather event? What weather event happened in New England 42 years ago today?
Blizzard of 78.
What was the number one song in the Billboard Hot 100 between Billie Jean and Beat It?
Beat It.
Okay, you're finished.
Didn't pass.
You didn't pass. You didn't made it through.
All right.
You did really well.
I got six right?
Seven.
Seven. I'm sorry.
Came back with Africa.
That's right.
Yep.
Okay.
So all right.
What'd we miss?
You did great. Mm. The city that's the setting for Grey's Anatomy is Seattle.
He didn't watch that, did you?
I almost said it. I never watched it.
Yeah,
I'm
me
sorry.
Either, Henry.
You're missing out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's all about death.
Baseball those nights.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What newspaper has been well known for its gossip column called Page Six? Not the Herald, the New York Post.
Yeah.
The inside track was the Page Six of the Herald.
Mm.
Those ladies were great. What was the number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 between Billie Jean and Beat It?
By Dexy's Midnight Runners. Who did it? What is the name of the song? Come on.
No idea.
Come on.
Eileen.
There you go.
Come on, Eileen.
Okay.
All right.
There we go.
70%.
Not bad.
Very good.
Passing grade. Well done.
But you know what?
Yeah, Henry, better than I thought I'd do.
No, that's really good.
Yeah.
Hey, Henry, we got two tickets to True TV's Impractical Jokers. It's the hilarious Scoopski Potatoes Tour. It is so funny. Make sure you get out and go. Xfinity Center, Sunday, July 12th. Everybody can get their tickets at LiveNation.com. All right, Henry, hope you had a good time.
Thanks, guys. It was a lot of fun. Have a great
good.
Day.
All right, so listen, if you want to play the game, do it. Henry did. Go to WROR.com. Sign up there. But you can also play the home version of the game that LBF posts every
yes.
day.
Right at WROR.com. And you can play it, share it, put it on Facebook. Test your friends, have bragging rights. It's multiple choice, too, so it's a wee bit easier.
A little bit easier. Okay, there you go. At WROR.com. It's 80s and more, and it looks like about now things have tapered off as far as the rain, and it should taper off today. High 41 down to 40 tonight. Tomorrow, by the way, 54 degrees.
That's nice.
Not bad.
It's weird. I'm acknowledging that. But it's nice.
Yeah, but
enjoy it.
Make you feel better that it's going to be 32 on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, just
feel
like,
better. You like
tomorrow's
that?
A gift. Think of it that way. I mean, everyone says that. Like today's a gift.
Today's
blah,
a
blah.
Gift.
Wow.
Did you ever think of working for Hallmark?
You are such a needlepoint pillow.
Yeah, you are. Maybe Hallmark is hiring.
I said that out loud.
You
huh?
did. You did.
Yep.
All right. So you should make your own cards.
Yeah, right.
Sentiments with Lauren. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, Steve Daw joined us this morning for a segment we call Ask Me Anything.
Hashtag AMA.
All right, so Steve's recently retired blackjack dealer.
Cool,
and he
huh?
was at Encore Boston. And he's got some great stories and a lot of tips and advice. So folks have been calling in just asking anything. Of Steve. So we have Larry. You're on the phone. You have a question for Steve.
I do. I want to know. I count cards. I taught myself about 3 years ago. And I want to know how to make sure I don't get caught. When they ask me for a card, should I give it to them or should I not?
Hmm. Wow.
Did you just ask me go ahead.
No, the player's cards that they give you, they say, do you have a card, sir?
Yes.
And I don't know whether to give it to them or whether not to, because I think they keep track of how much you win or lose. So isn't that in my best interest not to give them a card, or does that raise suspicion?
I'm going to separate the thing into two pieces. The card is meaningless.
Yep.
The way to not get caught at counting is to not do it, because they have people all over who are very well trained in spotting people counting cards.
Eye in the sky?
Eye in the sky, Pit.
Uh-huh.
Everybody.
Pit boss.
You know, you'll be escorted.
I haven't got caught yet.
Yeah.
And I stay at the $25 tables, so I'm not winning $20,000. The most I've ever won is like $3,000 or $4,000, and I act like a gambler and not like a card counter, like an MIT kid.
Yeah.
So you don't have any tips for not getting caught?
Well,
I don't think the eye in the sky is watching. I don't think the eye in the sky is watching me, because there's some guy betting like $10,000 at the next table.
Yeah.
So I just want to know if there's anything I can do to avoid getting caught trying to grand.
It sounds like you're being kind of reasonable about the whole thing, which is probably what's keeping you from getting caught. You know, the movie, what was it, 21?
Yeah.
They turned into teams.
Yep.
If you have 4, 5, 6, 7 people, that's how they made a lot of money. One person counting.
Right, I understand.
Eight decks. If you can make money counting 8 decks, you know, have a good time for yourself. But
it doesn't matter how many decks there are. The more decks, the better. It's the penetration, how deep they deal into the deck.
Jeez.
Wow. Larry, call us when you get caught.
Yeah. Thanks, Larry.
All right, fine. I'm not. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, Ryan, you have a question?
I do have a question. So if I go into a casino with a fake ID and I win the money and I leave, but after I leave, they realize it was a fake ID. Do I keep the money?
Boy.
Why do you have a fake ID?
Is this Nick Papagiorgio?
I'm sorry, you've reached Steve the blackjack dealer, not Steve the state police.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that. You go in with a fake ID and you win money.
Are you underage, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God, you're an underage gambler.
Degenerate.
This is going to be interesting. Degeneration.
Yeah, it's a big problem, because if you did the same sort of thing in a bar, the bar gets in trouble. If you do that at Encore.
How old are you?
17.
Yeah, yeah.
17 and you're going to casinos? How much have you won so far?
No.
Oh, you're thinking about it.
Asking for a friend.
Okay. Friend.
I'm sorry. The mother in me is like, oh, my God, go to your room.
I can't believe we have a 17-year-old.
My mom is sitting right next to me.
Oh, my God.
She's hearing this entire conversation.
And you get all the way home with the money, and you're trying to decide if you can sleep or not.
Yeah. Wow. I knew she was 17 when she said, Noah. I hear that in my house. Yep. Okay.
That's awesome.
Stay home. Go see a movie. Okay.
Be careful.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Make good choices.
Jeez. She's 17. How can I get in with a fake ID?
And kids today. That's ingenious.
Talk about
ambition. I mean, I just want to go drink in the woods.
Right?
I didn't want to make any money.
We'd be happy with a fire pit and a couple of,
exactly.
You know,
and they say this generation's lazy.
This kid's got plans, man. He's going to go in there and clean out the Encore.
Wow.
All right. LBF talked to her hero yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. BM. Do the initials BM mean anything to you?
Yeah, they do, but not for this.
Okay. We'll find out.
Barry.
BM. Good. 57 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's 8:54. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. And just real quick, Steve is the blackjack dealer. Just left.
Yep.
So no more questions for him. But we want to do this again next Thursday with another interesting person. Like, Steve was fantastic.
He was really great.
Great profession, knowledgeable, funny, charming.
Yeah, very awesome.
So if you have maybe a life experience you think would be interesting or know somebody who did, let us know about it. Maybe we'll have them in and we can ask anything.
Yeah, okay? Because we want to know. We have lots of questions.
I think you want to have an exotic dancer, don't you? You're fascinated with
it. That's a
great
way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do want to talk to an exotic dancer. I'd like to talk to somebody who's had a baby in a car.
That's fascinating.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe
not made it in a car.
No.
Had the baby in the car.
Oh, the phone's just lit up. You can put it on our Facebook page if you have anybody. You can message us there. It'd be interesting to you know, comb the audience, so to speak. So yesterday was a big day for you around here, right, LBF?
Speaking of interesting people mm-hmm. who with fascinating jobs.
Yeah, asking anything.
Ask me anything. I talked to the man I work out with, Barry Manilow.
I've never heard... You want to hear the most exciting, Brian? This is exciting.
You know, I see you guys. I don't act like this.
No,
right?
Here's LBF when she's truly excited to talk to somebody.
Hey there, it's Barry.
Hey, Barry Manilow. Oh my goodness, I'm
fangirling
out. LBF, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Donnie?
I'm great. I'm so happy to talk to you. So let's get to it.
All right.
Let me just introduce you to our audience. We have, I'd like you need an introduction. We have the Barry Manilow on the phone. He sold more than 85 million albums worldwide, racked up an astonishing 50 Billboard Top 40 singles, including 12 number one hits and 27 top 10 hits.
Wow.
Now you have Night Songs 2 out, which is a sequel to your Grammy-nominated 2014 release of the same name. It's available for pre-order now on your website. Ahead of the Valentine's Day release. I am so excited to talk to you. Welcome.
Breathe.
Thank you. And thank you for all of that promotion.
Right, now
we can just talk.
All right. Thanks, Barry Manilow.
Bye-bye.
There's more to it. You guys are such jerks.
All right, thanks, Barry Manilow.
Oh, my God.
My favorite part.
Didn't
leave him any time, but that's great.
I talked to him for 10 more minutes.
Oh,
I got
more?
All the stuff out of the way that we needed to get out of the way.
Hey, Barry Manilow, remember the song Mandy?
Yes, that's what
that
I was like.
Great.
Like, hey. No, I found out some really cool things. You won't believe who he would love to collaborate with.
Okay.
An 80s rock star.
No, you're psyched. We're just giving you a hard time.
Yeah.
Now, where can somebody find the entire interview?
At WROR.com. I'm going to post it in like 5 minutes.
Okay. Did you ask him any jingle questions?
I did.
Because I was fascinated. Do you know he wrote the jingle for...
You're going to give it away.
Oh.
It's in the interview.
Different one.
You know,
which
he
one?
Did McDonald's.
The Band-Aid one?
Yeah.
Is that in there?
Yeah, talked about that.
I couldn't believe how many jingles he wrote that are so famous.
He has some thoughts on the jingle-free society we live in right now.
Ooh, really? I actually am interested in that.
Oh, really?
Remember, you guys,
and how he writes the songs. And one song he didn't write.
Yeah, which is ironical.
Yeah.
All right.
Actually,
good.
One of his most famous songs he did not write.
It's crazy.
Not that one.
All right, so we'll find out. Find it on WROR. All right,
can't believe I actually want to listen to that.
See?
All right.
Hey, Barry.
Hi, Barry. Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow. Thanks,
right.
Barry Manilow.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. That was a fun day today. Enjoyed our segment, Ask Anything, and that was Steve... The retired blackjack dealer was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was so refreshing to have a smart, respectable man in the room.
Hey, Brian.
Really? Interesting.
Well, can we do a take two or are we live?
No,
it's live, isn't it? Okay, she said it live.
No, he was fine. It was a jackpot.
It was great. So tomorrow, it's Dating Disasters on Friday. We love to do that. Here's what we have for the best dating disaster. A $100 gift card to Disney. A Disney card.
Awesome.
You can do anything you want with that, right? Go to
a
Disney store.
Yeah, I think you can go to a Disney store. You can use
online.
It at Disney. Yeah, yeah, that's right. The internet. I totally forgot.
You can use that. All right, so if you have a dating disaster, you can tell us about it. Go early. Go to our website, WROR.com. You can email the morning show right from there. Tell us your dating disasters. We could be calling you tomorrow, okay? Anytime. It's 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Start your workday with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. End your workday with a 90-minute commercial-free drive home with J-Bo Jones at 4:15. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR at work.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.